Gutvach Shavua Tov. I want to share with you a beautiful idea from the beginning of Parsha Shmos. Jonathan Sachs asks a beautiful question. He says that when the Torah tells us that Paro goes to the Mialdos, to the midwives, and he says to them, I want to have you be part of the process of destroying the Jewish people. So it tells us, who are these Mialdos? The Pasuk says, Hamialdos Haivrios, the ones that gave birth, that helped the Jewish women give birth, Asher Shema Achat Shifra V'Shema Sheni Pua. One's name was Shifra, and the other one's name was Pua. Who are Shifra and Pua? So Rashi quotes the Medrash and says, Shifra and Pua, Yocheved and Miriam, Moshe's mother, Moshe's sister. But the Abarbanel says it's not. These are Mitzrios. These are Egyptian women, and it was their job to give birth to help the Jewish women give birth. And of course, it makes perfect sense. Why would Paro think he has a chance going to Jews and say, Jews, kill Jewish people? It makes no sense. Rather, what he's doing is he's going to the Egyptians and saying, you're the midwives. You're the one that's going to help. You have skin in the game and every reason to believe it's worth it to kill the Jewish people. And yet they don't. Why don't they? Rabbi Jonathan Sachs says it's because of what the Pasuk tells us is that they feared God. How do they fear God? What does that mean? So he suggests the following. He says that in certain scenarios, in certain situations, the world forgets that it's a moral place. And people forget their morality. And yet there are still some people at those opportunities and at those moments that say, no, we do what's right. Might not be what's easy, but we do the correct thing, the proper thing. Why? Because there's someone above us. There's someone that's looking down and saying, how could you not do that? He says that in the aftermath of World War II, during the Nuremberg trials, the world declared at that point in time that saying I was forced to do it, my boss told me I had to do it, was not morally correct, and a person was responsible for their actions. Why is that? Because the world believes that there needs to be a higher standard. And if there's a dictator, if there's a terrible person that says, do this, do that, it can't be. We need to do what's right. We need to do what's proper. And that is what's going on at the beginning of the parasha. Paro approaches the Mialdos and says, I beg you, come unto our side, the side of doing what's easy, what's doing might is right as a philosophy. And comes along the Mialdos, two meek women, two women who are simply tiny pieces in the cogs and the wheels of the Egyptian empire. And they say, we can't. Might is not right, but right is what's truly right. The world is sometimes a complicated place. And when the world is a complicated place, we have to understand that our moral compass always has to be directed towards God and what God thinks is correct and proper.